Just heard the voice of Brian Dutcher in one of our promos there at the top of the hour. I feel like college basketball coach, especially in this day and age, be such a grind of a job.
I think it always was, but
it always was. But with the transfer portal now just revved up to unbelievable degrees, it seems like there's never any time to sit back and just kind of rest and enjoy just a little bit of success.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible that the transfer portal has made their jobs easier instead of harder? I know that the turnover is more. There's more volume coming and going.
Explain your thinking.
My immediate reaction is no.
Right.
So I'm curious.
Back in the day, building a team, you needed visits, tons and tons and tons and tons of visits. You had to go and 3, 4, maybe 5 times to a kid's house, whatever. Now, with kids kind of controlling where they want to go, aren't you going to get more people knocking at your door saying, I'm in the portal. It's a phone call. Hey, we'd love to have... You know what I'm saying?
I do. You have limited numbers of scholarships.
Right.
If you want to replace a couple of players who are graduating or leaving as a transfer with veterans, you're going to get them in the transfer portal.
Right.
And you've got, as you can see, guys entered the transfer portal a couple of weeks ago. They've made their decision already. It's probably one visit, one meeting. You try to convince them. They say yes. You just filled one of the spots on your team. It didn't require going to high school games over the period of 3 years to try to get and convince some parents to go. It was simply one meeting in 2 weeks, and now you've got your player.
That and
don't
you know,
think they're still doing that, though?
Oh, yeah, they're still recruiting high school players.
They're still recruiting high school players, for sure. This added, like, coming and going and kids kind of maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like you're more likely to get a call saying, hey, coach, I'd like to play for you, which I'm sure they do anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I know it's difficult. It's always been, though. And recruiting in football, recruiting in basketball has got to be just impossible.
Like anything in sports, though, no matter what the rules are, no matter how they change or evolve, there will be winners and losers. There will be teams that take advantage of the new rules. There will be teams that fail on the new rules because ultimately sports are the ultimate zero-sum game. There is one winner and one loser in every game. Over the course of a season, there will be exactly the same number of wins as there are losses for every single team. So no matter what you do, someone's going to win the game in the end. Someone's going to lose it. It's how well you adjust and how well you react to the rules. And in that sense, I do feel like Brian Dutcher is always a great guy to have in your corner for San Diego State because he's an adjuster. He has adjusted already many times as San Diego State's head coach, and now he's doing so in the transfer portal. And yeah, it's hurting his team. You lose a guy like Lamont Butler. In the past, you never would have lost a player like Lamont Butler. First of all, he's a fifth-year, you know, last senior. You're not going to lose a player like that at the end. Now, though, with the NIL opportunities and the chance to go to Kentucky, you can lose players like that. Doesn't have to sit out a transfer year anymore. It's so much easier for players to leave, but it's also easier to replace them. And yesterday, the Aztecs added another guard. Of course, they had already picked up Nick Boyd from Florida Atlantic, a guy with Final Four experience, with postseason experience in the transfer portal. Yesterday, they went a much shorter route. They went across Mission Valley. And you can feel bad for Steve Laffin and his Toreros, but probably the best player on that team, the USD team, Wayne McKinney III, who has 1 year of eligibility left, second team All-WCC last year, and a really good all-around player. You know, of the USD basketball I watched, he's a good defender. He's a decent offensive player, averaged 13.5 points per game, good team leader, character guy. Everyone spoke glowingly of
with a three ball
what he did, and he's a better three-point shooter than Lamont Butler was. By the way, so is Nick Boyd. In some ways, you may have actually added more than you lost in the transfer portal already. The Aztecs also picked up that forward from Middle Tennessee State. That was officially announced yesterday. So Jared Coleman Jones, another new addition, which means they filled 3 of the 4 spots they already had for their roster. They can look around for one more, but they go into next season in good, you know, in good shape. Very different looking team, but still in pretty good shape going into next college basketball season.
As long as Miles Byrd stays, that's my guy.
He's sticking around.
Good. I saw him tweeting, we're locked in. Good, good. I mean, it's
that was because Wednesday was the day the transfer portal closed.
Yep.
So that means everyone who says they're staying is now good for the 2024-2025 college basketball season.
I like him to have a really big, big jump this season. I love watching that kid play basketball. I really do.
He
is just one of my favorite players. A lot of attitude, a lot of ability.
The energy on the floor for everybody, though, just ramped up every time he got
every
on the
like. He can he block, dude. He blocks shots. I mean, he moves the ball like he's a good player. And
remember,
better.
They do have Reese Waters back.
Yeah, my
who
other did, guy.
I don't think had a phenomenal season.
Good
I think
start.
There's I think you there's better to be seen from Reese Waters. Good start, not a great finish, but you know, a little more comfortable one more year in the program. That can only help him. He won't be having to think about Brian Dutcher's defense the whole time. It'll be more natural.
You know what I
for
like
him next season
about Dutch too is you never hear him complaining about
you don't.
Anything. You don't hear him complaining about the rules and how unfair they are and we don't have enough money.
Did that sound like a complaint
no,
to you?
No, that sounds like a man that's very happy with his lot in life. And he just is a guy that is like, whatever you throw at me, I'm going to dodge it and I'm going to get the job done. Is it going to be rough and patchwork? Maybe, yeah, probably a little bit. But every team has it goes through that right now. So I really like what he's done so far. And this is what we got right now, Benny. And it's up to him and his staff to get these guys locked in for next year. And I like a lot of the talent on this team.
Sound like me.
I do.
There.
Jesus, what is happening to me?
Talking college basketball and all your likes
all my
at
likes.
The same time.
Big glass half full guy over here.
Let's get an opponent for Woods today on Take on Woods. Give us a call now. Last day to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and the Cool and the Gang tickets. 833-288-0973. Our musical trivia challenge is coming up momentarily, so dial now. 833-288-0973. And remember, the Aztecs also had some guys who you didn't see last year, including Magoon Gwoth, who sat out a redshirt season but was very impressive as a big guy, like 7-footer with skills that is going to probably be in the mix and probably in the starting lineup next season for San Diego State. Now, will he be Jaden Ledee? Of course not. No. Jaden Ledee was an All-American, one of the best players, had one of the best seasons in San Diego State history. That'll be tough to replace, but you're not looking for one guy to do it. You're looking for traditionally San Diego State always kind of, you know, they spread the wealth more often than last season. It was a little unusual to have one player be such a focus of the offense. It'll go back to what you used to see with San Diego State.
We'll recreate him in the aggregate.
You recreate him in the aggregate. Perfect.
No, I watched Moneyball last night, so.
That's exactly
stop
how you do it.
Stop trying to replace Jaden Ledee, okay? We can't do it. We'll recreate him in the aggregate. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Doesn't it? It really did in my mind when I watched that.
But yeah, the Aztecs were never a team that usually had a guy who would average 20.
Right.
They'd have, you know, four guys who'd average 10 to 15 during the game and spread it around. And I think it'll look more like that next year. All right, enough college basketball talk. Let's get to today's game. It's time to take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Jason, good morning. You are our contestant today. Everyone else, thank you for calling in, but Jason's the guy. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
All right, this is it. This is the last chance this month. We have probably five or six qualifiers. If you can get in, you'll be into the drawing for our two-night stay at the Westgate, tickets to Cool and the Gang, and you can check out the Westgate's $70 million in room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. Get your Cool and the Gang tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Here are the categories today. We have Song and Dance from the 80s. That's an all two-second song category. Songs from the 80s, including the word dance in the title. We have the Tortured Poets Department. It's a Taylor Swift category, but the questions necessarily need to know everything about Taylor Swift to get those ones right. And we have the End of the World, our new category today. Those are five song titles that end with the word world. So, song and dance, the tortured poets department, or the end of the world, Jason? What would you like to play?
Let's go with the end of the world.
The end of the world. All right, we're looking for five song titles. Again, each end with the word world. You'll have 60 seconds. Get as many as you can. Have Woods come in. Compare your scores. If you beat her time, we'll put you into the drawing for Las Vegas. First question is the two-second song. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score that point, and then we'll go on from there. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Paul, you ready?
Getting there. All right.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. I didn't put the artist. You have the right artist
I
on
hope
that
so.
One?
Hang on.
All right. He does. All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. The category, the end of the world. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Jason. Let's take on Woods.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Joy to the World. Come back to the artist.
All right. Written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and performed by USA for Africa, which 1985 song was recorded to provide famine relief?
Heal the World.
What is that?
Heal the World?
That is incorrect. No. Cat Stevens sings It's Hard to Get By Just Upon a Smile in which 1970 hit song about love and heartbreak?
Pass.
Which appropriately titled 2013 song was the major label breakthrough hit for Imagine Dragons?
Pass.
Careful on this one. Which 1982 song with a two-word title was the first charting hit for the band Tears for Fears?
Pass.
Go back to the two-second song. You got the title.
Oh, wow.
You got that. I thought you got off to a good start, and then I just kind of devolved from there. That is Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. We Are the World, We Are the Children is the USA for Africa song. Wild World by Cat Stevens. On Top of the World, Imagine Dragons. And Mad World is the Tears for Fears early song. Of course, more famous for Everybody Wants to Rule the World, but that's not the answer to this one. That's why I said be careful. Don't know that that's going to be a winner at the end of the month, so everyone who's already in can breathe a sigh of relief. We'll see how Woods does. Same category, but he doesn't get it, so it makes it a little tougher for him. 60 seconds back on the clock. Headphones on. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Jason.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
I'll come back to it.
Written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and performed by USA for Africa, which 19...
We Are the World.
Correct. Cat Stevens sings It's Hard to Get By Just Upon a Smile, in which 19...
Wild World.
Correct. Which appropriately titled 2013 song was the major label breakthrough hit for Imagine Dragons.
I'm on top of the world.
Correct. Careful on this one, which 1982 song with a two-word title was the first charting hit for Tears for Fears.
Two-word?
Two-word. That's why I said careful on this one.
The world?
No, incorrect. Back to the two-second song. Artist?
Was a bullfrog.
Oh, I hate the song. Was a good friend of mine. I have no idea who sings it, so it won't matter.
All right. I'm out. You get three, though, which is a win today. Tough category. You beat Jason 3-0.
What's the Tears for Fears?
You know it. It's Mad World. That's why Everybody Wants to Rule the World is their famous, and it fits the category. But Mad World was their first charting hit in 1982.
That's theirs?
That is theirs.
Hmm.
Joy to the World by Three Dog Night
to the World
was the one that you did not get. But a well-played game and a well-played month. I think we only had like five... qualifiers or so. So your names will all go into the hopper, and you'll probably find out next week who wins the trip to Vegas, and we should have a brand new prize starting Monday morning.
If you play that Imagine Dragon songs, I'm going to throw this lacrosse ball at you across the
You
room,
got it,
just
though.
So you know.
You did get it right.
How could I miss it? How could I possibly
I was impressed by a Wild World. You got
Love
that one.
Song.
Cat Stevens.
Ooh, baby, baby. It's a great song.
Some people say it's sexist, though. If you reverse the lyrics, it would be very condescending.
World, wild.
No, just not the song title.
Play it in reverse, Paulie. What are the lyrics? Sexist. Let me see.
It's just he's basically warning her, you're breaking up with me. You don't know what you're getting into. It's a tough world out there.
Oh, like, okay.
Pretty arrogant of him to say.
Arrogant, yes.
That, hey, you know, hey, it's a wild world out there, and you think you can get by without me on just a smile? Good luck to you.
Hmm. That's very, I've probably.
It's a modern interpretation of a 1970 song.
I've probably used that in a breakup before. Well, good luck. Good luck finding something better than this.
This idiots. Package.
Look at this.
Look at this whole package.
You're going to turn this down? Wow. All right. Good luck to you. Good luck getting by on your smile, girl.
All right. We've got Don't Do This. And Pat Beverly is the star of Don't Do This today. But there was also a cool do this moment involving Ben Woods guest Sarah Langs yesterday. So we'll get to both of those coming up next. Don't go away. More Ben Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This, brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. The Kraft Taco is some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com, take a look at their happy hour specials today. In fact, why don't you just go to the Kraft Taco today? Thecrafttaco.com. Friday seems like a great day for tacos. Also a good day for Don't Do This. Woods?
Yeah, let's get started with Pat Beverly, Benjamin. He had a rough night. His team lost and did not really feel like answering questions. Well, he'd answer other people's questions, but there was one lady in particular, producer Melinda Adams from ESPN, wanted to ask Pat Beverly a question last night. Now, this is after the game in which he absolutely threw a fastball basketball at a fan behind the bench. I guess the fan was heckling. Paulie, did you see the whole thing?
I mean, I saw the incident. I did not see really what instigated
it. What led up to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was...
He threw that ball hard.
So
he hit a woman in the head.
Yep.
And then somebody lightly tossed the ball back to the bench. He catches it and immediately fires it right back at him.
Yeah, dude. I mean, hard. Threw it hard. So he gets in the locker room after. And again, producer Melinda Adams wanted to ask him a question, and this went down here.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yep. You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not.
So you can't interview me then. Okay, no disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump. Or maybe
now her microphone.
She put a microphone in.
Was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where
and he pushed it
the bucket didn't go down? There wasn't the stop. They made one.
His
answer doesn't really matter. So he said, do you subscribe to my pod and my podcast? And she said, no. He said, you can't interview me. No disrespect. Now, when someone says, I've learned this, no disrespect,
you're
about to be disrespected. No disrespect.
Hey, no offense, but
no offense.
I'm about to offend you.
Right. So he pushes, and then she just puts her mic in to pick up the audio for ESPN, who is I think they're about to spend a really pretty penny.
They already do.
Yeah, $26 billion or something on the NBA. Some insane amount of money. And he pushes her mic away and says, nope, get that mic out of my face, pretty much.
Now, I was reading a little bit more. She is a well-respected ESPN producer, been with ESPN since 2008, not new to the scene. And by the way, it's not required to be a reporter to subscribe to everyone's podcast.
Correct. Yeah. Should we do that? Like when people call, do you subscribe to our YouTube? Actually, no. All right, see you later. No disrespect.
No take on Woods for you.
Yeah, right. You subscribe to Ben and Woods? You don't? All right.
Now, I don't know if there was some sort of history there or not, but certainly from just that perspective, it seems, well, incredibly rude by Pat Bev, someone who's just trying to do their job, and you're making it harder for them, and sexist as well, because you didn't ask any of the other reporters
correct
if they subscribed to your podcast. You just started answering questions.
Kind of tired move by him. He's done this.
Very tired.
He's done this stuff.
But the throwing of the ball, even Charles Barkley goes, I've done some dumb stuff in my career. But that is really dumb. That's going to be a suspension. That's going to be a, I think he said, like, that's a big suspension.
That's going to be a good one.
That's a good one. That's going to be a good one. That's not just your one gamer. That's going to be a good one that Pat Bev
start the season next year
is going at because they're done. So it'll be next year. That just embarrassing on many fronts. And sure, it's frustrating to be eliminated in a tough series like that. It's competitive, but yeah, you're in a road environment. You can't expect to be. You can't. I mean, you're going to get heckled. You know, it's the NBA.
Yeah,
it's
but
the playoffs.
The reporter,
you can't,
though, the reporter
you can't be mad. And then at the. She did nothing other than ask a question.
You know, and I think he went out of his way to embarrass her, which is always, it's never a good look for a player. And, you know, listen, it's not his first kind of dust up. Probably won't be his last. But if Adam Silver has anything to do with it, it could be his last. You never know what they'll throw down on her. But again, yeah, you can't really treat a rights holder that way. You just can't. As much as you may not like her.
You shouldn't treat anybody
that's true.
That way.
That's absolutely
any
true.
Reporter.
Any reporter.
I don't care if she's from The Athletic, Fox Sports, ESPN, CBS, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a D move.
It's really.
I wish, and she was put on the spot, she's just trying to do her job. I wish she had just gone, no, it's just not very good.
Yes. Like that, man. No disrespect.
I wonder
no disrespect.
What would have happened if she just lied and be like, yeah, of course.
Sure, yeah, whatever, I do.
How's he going to know?
Yeah,
it's
I
weird,
do.
Man. It's a weird thing to...
Like, you want right, to go check? Up, no, I use a different email address.
Open
it's
up
fine.
Your Apple Podcast. Let me look through it. See what you're subscribed to.
Yeah,
it's just weird all around.
It's kinda, and you know, the other thing, too, people were making this point. And I like to think that I would have. I like to think that I would have. Shouldn't the other reporters have said something? Like, hey, man, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I like to think that I would have. I can't promise you that I would.
It's harder than it looks. You're all on deadline. You're trying to just get a quote and get out of there. So I understand you weren't expecting something like that. But the best thing to do would have been just like walk away then. Okay, well, if you're not going to answer her questions, then we're not going to ask you.
Yeah, there should be a little bit of solidarity.
Which may have felt like a win for Pat Bev. Like, oh, now I don't have to talk about my bad behavior, my team's lost,
true.
And it's like he's getting out of actually having to take some responsibility, so you don't want to let him off the hook there.
But, like, I don't know how it works. I've never been in an NBA locker room. I know the Padres have, like, the player's lounge,
mm-hmm.
and that is hidden from anywhere that the media can go when the clubhouse is open for the media. And if they don't want to talk, they can just go hide there. They can go get work done in the trainer's room. They can go to the weight room. Like, they have places that they can go to avoid talking if they don't feel like talking that particular day. If Pat Bev wanted to talk, I just think he didn't want to talk.
But he talked to the other guys.
Yeah, he talked to the other guys. Yeah, he just went out of
like if he didn't
want to
talk, he didn't have to sit at his locker when reporters were there.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
Now let's rinse that off with some doo-doo this on a Friday. Love this.
DD mega doo-doo.
So we've had Sarah Lang's on. We've got the star somewhere in our studios. It's still behind you? Yeah, still behind Polly there.
ALS
star. You know, Sarah, who's one of the favorites, provides great info for ESPN's crew and others on social media on baseball stats. And she's also big on birthdays. She always tweets when someone in baseball has a birthday. Birthdays are important. So they turned it around yesterday, and I thought this was a very cool thing. MLB tweeting out. They got
Brian
a cavalcade.
Kenny loving here.
Cavalcade of stars, though. Well, there's a lot more than just Brian Kenny here.
With Sarah Lang. Sarah, happy birthday officially, if you're out there watching. And working with Sarah, being around Sarah, makes your day better. Always. Just in every way, just a delight to work with. Always enlightening to hear her view of baseball as well, her knowledge of baseball. We've spoken to her many times. One of the most fun things I've done here on the network actually was doing a SaberCast ball game with Sarah Lang's and Cliff Floyd, because their spheres didn't interact, and yet they interacted with each other beautifully. You got two different worlds, her research world and StatCast and Sabermetric world, Cliff Floyd's, you know, baseball player world, and it was just one of the highlights that I've had here at the network. She's been part of our Sabermetric Super Panel for the last few years. Anyway, happy birthday to Sarah.
Yeah, most enthusiastic person about baseball in the world, and also great at her job. Really fantastic.
I got a chance to talk to John Kruk about her all the time when they worked together at ESPN. He said that she was just spectacular.
Yeah.
Just I have not gotten a chance to work with her directly, but I hear nothing but great things, and I know that she's meant so much to this industry. Pretty awesome stuff. Happy birthday, Sarah.
We're out there with Sarah at the World Series last time. I'll be with us again here on the show. I'll be booking her rather soon. But again, happy birthday, Sarah.
She's awesome.
Do Did we not have the real video, though? Did I send the wrong one?
That was what you sent.
No, you sent the wrong video.
I sent the wrong video,
then. Fantastic.
Well, it was from her tweet. No, that wasn't the right video. I thought they were introducing the actual video. Oh, that failed.
Happy Friday, everybody.
They had Fernando Tatis Jr.
What?
They had all kinds of players.
I'd like to hear that one.
I'll find the real video.
We'll play it when we come back. That was not the real video.
I was waiting.
That
I was like, all right.
Was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods.
I kept waiting, too.
97.3 The Fan.
Why is Brian Kenny? Is he introducing this video?
It's like,
it's a fantastic video.
It's like, we're just going to play a bunch of Brian Kenny here. Okay, sounds
no,
good.
No.
Welcome to Friday.
You didn't say... No one warned me? Like, this doesn't seem right, Ben. Ben, this doesn't seem right.
I thought you fact-checked your work as a reporter.
I saw her. So what I did is I saw her. She tweeted it out from the MLB account. And I just quickly went to her account to forward it to Paulie. Apparently, she must have tweeted out something else since then, because that was not the same thing that I saw last year.
You're going to want to listen to those first.
All right. Yeah. Well, apparently so. Yeah, I did listen to it. I listened to the whole thing last night.
We'll play it after.
All right. We'll play it when we come back. It's Ben and Woods.
Way to go, Ben. Super good job. There,
very cool to hear from Brian Kenny and John Heyman this morning on Ben and Woods.
There was no Brian Kenny. There was no John Heyman in anything that I saw yesterday.
Ben, no offense.
No offense.
But that was terrible.
What is going on here? This is not what I was trying to send you.
No disrespect.
All right, we'll play it for you. The real video.
Somebody says you should spin the bean wheel.
Probably.
That's a good idea. Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it.
Ball two, though, on Ben and Woods on 97.3.
Hang on.
I didn't play it. I didn't play it.
Whoa. If you would have said, Paul, can you go find the Sarah Lang's video?
Yes.
And I played it, then that's on me.
That's on Ben.
You sent it to me.
The bean wheel? More like the Ben wheel coming up next. This is a lot to unpack here. You know, a lot to unpack.
I'm offended.
It's weird to see Ben, who will also be running for president of the Tier 1s later in the year. I should throw that in now. Try to bring down our producer. It's hard to watch, you know, but self-preservation, as we know, is a real thing. I mean, it is a real thing. Been backed into a corner. What happens?
Protect that image.
You got to protect the image. You sent him a clip and said, here's the Sarah Lang's clip. Paulie played it as instructed. It was the wrong clip. It was Brian Kenny, who we loathe. It was John Heyman, who's clown. And then some other guy was like, I don't know Sarah. I hear she's great. Happy birthday. And I'm like, well, that's
someday
weird.
I like to meet her.
Oh, yeah. He said she'd be cool to work with. Happy birthday, Sarah, whoever you are, wherever you are. So then.
But it was a Sarah Lang's video.
It was.
Yeah, like I said in the break, Paulie would face some responsibility had you sent him a video. And Paulie comes back and he plays Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, the music video.
Yeah, like a runs. And we're like, Paulie, what in the world? I didn't check it.
Well, Ben sent it over.
It's on you.
Yesterday, I saw the video, and Sarah said, oh my goodness, thank you so much for everyone involved in this.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's the one. I need to send that to Paulie. And then later, she sent a different video in which she said, oh my, thank you to everyone involved at MLB Network for this. Yeah. So I thought that was the same video because she had kind of it was an honest mistake.
It's an honest mistake. Absolutely it is.
It was an understandable mistake.
But then it's the trying to pass off responsibility. Mm. That is, you know, it's a tough look for a president or a president, you know, potential president.
I think that's exactly what all presidents do all the time.
Couldn't
agree
more, actually. Actually, I should probably do it more.
Exactly.
I hit the wrong button. Adam, that's your fault. Hey, Adam.
All right. Well, listen, it's going to be two beans.
That's a bean.
That's going to be two.
Two beans.
Yeah, two.
No, you do them both at the same time.
It's the wrong audio, and it's the dragging Paulie under the bus. Yeah, you can go both at the same time if you want.
Slow spin.
Do you want to separate?
Pomegranate, them? Old bandage.
Oh, the old bandage got me good. Oh, my mouth. Remember, my mouth tastes like old bandage for about a week.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Smells. They're stale. All right, that's the old bandage. Is that old bandage? I don't think so.
That's what it says, right?
This is going to be three beans.
There's no other red ones, and it looks like the red one, right? Pomegranate, old bandage.
I'm going to give you a pass on that. Go ahead. I'm going to spin the next one for you.
Here's the lid.
I don't like pomegranate either, so I'd be double.
What? Old bandage.
Yeah! Hey, don't worry. We'll wash it down with some stinky socks.
Oh, no. Stinky Socks or?
Or Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti.
Oh, there it is.
Ben doesn't look too hot.
Go ahead and wash that down with that one. Now you pay for your crimes
I'll
on this show.
I'll show you.
Bro, dead bandage is nasty. A dead bandage? Old bandage. All right, wash it down. Maybe you'll get some Tutti Frutti here. Maybe not.
Yeah.
If he pulls two...
Justice will be served.
Stinky Socks.
Oh, yes! I mean, baseball gods were not kind to you today.
Oh, no.
That is a rough scene for you, my friend. Yeah, imagine eating a handful of them. All right? I feel zero sympathy. Which one was worse?
Bandage.
Bandage? You learned the two... You learned the a valuable lesson today. Never rat on your friends. Okay. Oh, God, I can smell it.
Yeah, stink.
Oh, Lord.
Stuck in the teeth again.
Oh, yeah, it'll be there.
All right, I'm out for the rest of this segment. So. Do we have the actual video?
Yeah, do we have the actual?
It really is worth playing. All right, I'd really like to hear it. Pretty cool.
I'd love to hear it.
Happy birthday to Sarah Langs.
There it is.
Because as she tells us all the time, birthdays are really important. And you are really important, according to everybody, and certainly our Sunday Night Baseball TV and radio.
Hi, Sarah. I'm just here to wish you a happy birthday. It's been unbelievable to see you working and tweeting all the stuff, all the stats. And every time when Soto homers, you right there. Like you say, baseball is the best, but I think you're the best, and wishing you happy birthday to you.
Hey, Sarah. Junior, we're here. I just want to say thank you for my birthday wish. Last, I just want to say the same to you. Happy birthday, and hopefully you have a nice day. And yes, birthdays are important.
Hey, Sarah. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. You say baseball is the best, but you know what? You're the best.
Josh Bell.
Whee! Sara, gracias por el deseo de cumpleaños. Ahora te deseamos a ti feliz cumpleaños.
Jose Ramirez.
Are important.
Hey, what's up, Sarah? I heard it's your birthday.
Julio Rodriguez.
I just want to stop by and say happy birthday. I wish you the best. I hope you enjoy it with your family. I hope to see you soon. Take care.
Hey, Sarah. Thank you for showing me love on my birthday. I just want to do the same for you and send you the best wishes for your birthday. Happy birthday.
Michael Harris.
As we all know, birthdays are important.
Garrett Cole.
So it makes me so happy to be able to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you at the stadium soon.
Hey, Sarah. I just wanted to reach out and Aaron say Boone. Happy birthday, and thank you for continuing to shine your light all across the nation, and thanks for loving our game the way that you do. So, happy birthday. I hope you have a great one, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Happy birthday. Baseball is the best.
Happy birthday, Sarah. Baseball is the best.
Jackson
happy
Trio.
Birthday, Sarah.
No, even the baseball gods know that birthdays are important, and that's why last year they arranged the schedule so that I would be in New York to not only see you on your birthday, but to spend it the only way either of us would have wanted to, watching baseball together. Happy birthday, Slangs.
We love you. We all think baseball is the best. We also think
you're
the best. We love you. Hope it's an amazing birthday, all right?
Love you,
Sarah. Let me clear out of the way, and...
Happy birthday, Sarah. We do love you.
That's awesome, dude. Birthdays are important. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Now, that was the cool video I was looking for.
Now, see, that would have been...
Should have just sent that the first time.
Yeah, if you had just sent that the first time.
Why do I always get the bad ones?
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty.
I've got to imagine that the
ratio. Ball don't lie.
It's got to be ratio like
lie.
Three bad ones to one good one. I can't imagine it's 50-50 in there.
There's no way I
could always have the wrong coin flip. I think I've had like 10 beans and 9 of them have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you only had one good one.
One good one the entire time.
Sorry about that, but it had to be done. Did you learn your lesson?
Mm-hmm. I'm just never speaking again.
Well,
or doing anything to help the show again. That's
not,
my lesson that I've learned. Don't even try because you're just going to end up eating a bean when you do it.
It's like, you know, you fall off a boat. You don't reach up and grab Paulie's life vest to pull him in with you. He might.
As
Paulie and I were sitting on the door in that ocean, I'm pushing him off the side, down the depths with the Titanic.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Like being in a war with Ben would be very tough. He would pretend to get up out of the trenches and then duck back down as you wear...
Total eyewash in war. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's kick some ass today. I'll be back here. I got a little cramp in my calf. Yeah. That's tough,
I'm scouting for you. Scouting.
Tough scene.
That is very tough. I'm sorry. That's good. That bandage is going to be with you for a while.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough.
It doesn't go away. It's bad. Let's check traffic.
And then we'll come back here with 90-something on 97.3 The Fan. Yep. I'm toast. You toasted me.
Yep.
Had Adam Jones on the program yesterday. He said he was going to be at the Orioles-Yankees series finale. I assume he had a pretty good time as the Orioles won 7-2. They took 3 out of 4 and took over first place in the AL East. A good early season series and matchup between two teams that look like they're going to be battling it out over the course of the season for that division title.
He also got his beer. They made him a beer.
They made him a beer?
Yeah, he had his own beer.
He likes beer.
He likes beer a lot. And he to sample, finally, the beer that they made for him yesterday. I'm going to pull it up and get the name. I don't want to get the name wrong. I'm really committed to accuracy here on the
Everyone will be at this point, knowing the punishment for a lack of accuracy.
That is the Ballpark IPA by Monument Brewing. And, yeah, it's the Simply AJ Ballpark IPA. He's on the can. Looks really cool. It's cool to get your own beer. We had our own beer. It's really awesome. Thank you to Burgeon for that really special moment. The Tier 1 Pale Ale is delicious.
It's got to be coming out again soon sometime. Wasn't it summer usually? Summertime?
I don't know.
I hope there's another one.
I hope there's another one, too.
It's been like 3 years. Are they going to redo that?
I hope so. That was great. Really good. Everyone enjoyed that beer tremendously.
The can was the greatest. It was phenomenal.
At the risk of a little bit of Giants loving, it was a nice moment when Mike Yastrzemski homered at Fenway Park. His grandpa came by before the game to talk to him, Carl, who, of course, is a legend in Boston. And Mike actually hit a home run and helped the Giants to a 3-1 win over the Red Sox yesterday. Mets beat the Cubs in 11 innings, 7-6, and a walk-off double by Francisco Lindor to split the four-game series. So the Cubs now, this is an interesting series this weekend. They will be taking on the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ooh, yeah.
Both teams near the top of the NL Central standings, but of course, the real intrigue, it's Craig Counsell's first games against his old team after up and leaving. I believe it's in Chicago after up and leaving the Brewers. And, of course, Pat Murphy inherited that job. Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach for Craig Counsell and was his old college coach at Notre Dame. And I was reading a little bit more yesterday. Apparently, Pat Murphy was really hard on Craig Counsell at Notre Dame.
I've heard Pat Murphy was really hard on everyone at Notre Dame. My brother went to his camp and, like, he's pretty gnarly.
Of course, was the interim Padres manager for a short time as well. But this will be their first go-around here. The Brewers have surprised people by how well they've kind of played early in the season. And the Cubs seem to be getting what they wanted to get out of Craig Counsell. They were looking for a difference maker as a manager. And they've gotten off to a really good start, apart from yesterday's loss to the Mets. So that's one of the interesting series that will be a focus of Major League Baseball this weekend.
The best home record in baseball for the Chicago Cubs, 10-3.
By the way, that's where the Padres are headed after Arizona on this series.
Indeed. Indeed they are. The weren't we mocking the Central? And the Central looks really, really
both
good.
Both Centrals. Both have Centrals been look really, really solid so far.
Yeah, we mocked them mercilessly. And turns out the West in both are, the middling divisions right now.
So of the 10 teams in the two Central divisions, 7 of them have winning records.
Yep.
4 in the AL Central, the only division in baseball with 4 winning teams. Now, they do all have the advantage of taking on the Chicago White Sox, who have the worst record in all of baseball. The Twins, who got off to a terrible start, have won 10 in a row. And they're 17-13 and in fourth place. Yeah, I'm still feeling the beans. It's weird, though, because when you win 10 in a row and 7 of them are against the White Sox and the other 3 are against the reeling Angels, it's almost like, yes, 10 in a row is great, but anything less than 8 or 9 is like, that would be really disappointing. You're losing ground. You could win 8 of 10 and you're losing ground in those games. You have to win those games. That's why the Padres 4-game series against the Rockies was so disappointing.
So disappointing.
They're the worst team in the National League now. They're 7-24. They just got swept by the Marlins. The Padres missed a golden opportunity, and mostly just because of that one game. 3 out of 4 would have been okay, but
yep,
splitting 4 against the Rockies, that's a real failure right there for the Padres. So you know, at least the Twins have taken advantage of playing the bottom feeding teams in the American League over the last week. Two last place teams. They won all 10, which is great. They got back into it a race after a really cold start. They're now just 2.5 games out of first.
I feel so bad for Wash, man. I just, you know, I watch a lot of his post game pressers, and I see like the way he handles himself and the way he handles his team. And I feel terrible for him. Like, I just think he's a good manager. He gets his chance again. And, you know, they obviously get rid of Shohei Ohtani. He leaves in free agency to the Dodgers. Mike Trout just got hurt. He's got some young players. He's got some exciting players, but just not enough. And I just, for that guy, you know, he's a guy that I would like to see win a chip. And I just don't think it's going to be in Anaheim, Ben.
Yeah. And with the Astros winning yesterday 8-2 over the Guardians, they've actually fallen now into a tie
for
last place in the American League West. The Guardians, the only thing interesting about that one was that broke a streak of 4 straight extra inning games. No team had played 5 in a row extra innings for like a century. So they were trying to tie that record, but they did not go to extra innings yesterday. And then the last game was the Marlins sweep of the Rockies, 5-4, another extra inning game there. So there's your update on a light schedule of Thursday baseball yesterday.
But some really good matchups this weekend. Really, really good matchups in baseball. And I think you got the Braves Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty fantastic. You got Phillies Giants is going on this weekend. You got Brewers and Cubs, as you just mentioned. That's going to be fantastic as well. What else is good? A couple more. Yeah, I mean, those are the big ones. Dodgers, Braves are going to be
Baltimore solid. At Cincinnati, even not so bad. But yeah, Braves Dodgers starts tonight with Bryce Elder against Tyler Glasnow. Those are two teams. Padres after the road trip, they got the Dodgers and the Braves coming up fairly soon here in May as well. There's a lot of tough games on
the schedule
for the Padres here coming up.
Nothing changes, man.
Nope. It's going to be rough. All right, we'll come back. We'll kick off hour number 3, chatting with Jake from Cespedes Family Barbecue on a Friday morning. It's Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fam.
There's a lot to unpack here. You know, a lot to unpack.
I'm offended.
It's weird to see Ben, who'll also be running for president of the Tier 1s later in the year. I should throw that in now. Try to bring down our producer. It's hard to watch, you know, but self-preservation, as we know, is a real thing. I mean, it is a real thing. Been backed into a corner. What happens?
Protect that image.
You got to protect the image. You sent him a clip and said, here's the Sarah Langs clip. Paulie played it as instructed. It was the wrong clip. It was Brian Kenny, who we loathe. It was John Heyman, who's a clown. And then some other guy was like, I don't know Sarah. I hear she's great. Happy birthday. And I'm like, well, that's
someday
weird.
I like to meet her.
Oh, yeah, he said she'd be cool to work with. Happy birthday, Sarah, whoever you are, wherever you are. So then.
But it was a Sarah Langs video.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said in the break. Paulie would face some responsibility had you sent him a video, and Paulie comes back and he plays Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, the music video.
Yeah, like a runs. And we're like, Paulie, what in the world? I didn't check it.
Well, Ben sent it over.
It's on you.
So yesterday I saw the video, and Sarah said, oh my goodness, thank you so much for everyone involved in this.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's the one. I need to send that to Paulie. And then later she sent a different video in which she said, oh my, thank you to everyone involved at MLB Network for this. Yeah. So I thought that was the same video because she had kind of
an honest mistake. Absolutely it is.
It was an understandable mistake.
But then it's the trying to pass off responsibility. Mm. That is, you know, it's a tough look for a president. Or a president, you know, potential president.
I think that's exactly what all presidents do all the time.
Couldn't
right?
agree more, actually. Actually, I should probably do it more.
Exactly.
I hit the wrong button. Adam, that's your fault. Hey, Adam.
All right. Well, listen, it's going to be two beans.
That's a bean.
It's going to be two.
Two beans.
Yeah, two.
Two.
No.
Yeah, you do them both at the same time?
It's the wrong audio, and it's the dragging Paulie under the bus. Yeah, you can go both at the same time. If you want
slow spin,
do you want to separate
pomegranate them? Old bandage?
Oh, the old bandage got me good. Oh, my mouth! Remember, my mouth tastes like old bandage for about a week.
No, it smells so bad.
It smells. They're stale. All right, that's the old bandage. Is that old bandage? I don't
that's
think
what
so.
It says, when is, right?
This is going to be three beans.
There's
here.
No other red ones, and it looks like the red one, right? Pomegranate, old bandage.
I'm going to give you a pass on that. Go ahead. I'm going to spin the next one for you.
Here's the lid.
I don't like pomegranate either, so I'd be double.
What? Old bandage.
Yeah! Hey, don't worry. We'll wash it down with some stinky socks.
Oh, no. Stinky socks or?
Or Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti.
Oh, there it is.
Ben doesn't look too hot.
Go ahead and wash that down with that one. Now you pay for your crimes
That'll
on this show.
I'll show you.
Bro, dead bandage is nasty. A dead bandage? Old bandage. All right, wash it down. Maybe you'll get some Tutti Frutti here. Maybe not.
Yeah.
If he pulls two...
Justice will be served.
Stinky socks.
No, yes! I mean, baseball gods were not kind to you today.
Oh, no.
That is a rough scene for you, my friend. Yeah, imagine eating a handful of them. All right? I feel zero sympathy. Which one was worse?
Bandage.
Bandage. Bandage. You learned the two, you learned the a valuable lesson today. Never rat on your friends. Okay. Oh, God, I can smell it.
Yeah. Stink.
Oh, Lord.
Stuck in the teeth again.
Oh, yeah, it'll be there.
All right, I'm out for the rest of this segment. Do we have the actual video?
Yeah, do we have the actual?
It really is worth playing. All right, I'd really like to hear it. It's pretty cool.
I'd love to hear it.
Happy birthday to Sarah Lange.
There it is.
Because as she tells us all the time, birthdays are really important, and you are really important, according to everybody, and certainly our Sunday Night Baseball TV and radio.
Hi, Sarah. I'm just here to wish you
a
happy birthday. It's been unbelievable to see you working and tweeting all the stuff, all the stats. And every time when Soto homers, you right there. Like you say, baseball is the best, but I think you're the best, and wishing you happy birthday to you.
Hey, Sarah, this is Junior over here. I just want to say thank you for my birthday wish. Last year, I just want to say the same to you. Happy birthday, and hopefully you have a nice day. And yes, birthdays are important.
Hey, Sarah, just want to wish you a happy birthday. You say baseball is the best, but you know what? You're the best.
Josh Bell.
Whee!
Jose Ramirez.
Hey, what's up, Sarah? I heard it's your birthday.
Julio Rodriguez.
I just want to stop by and say happy birthday. I wish you the best. I hope you enjoy it with your family. I hope to see you soon. Take care.
Hey, Sarah. Thank you for showing me love on my birthday. I just want to do the same for you and send you the best wishes for your birthday. Happy birthday.
Michael Harris.
As we all know, birthdays are important.
Garrett Cole.
So it makes me so happy to be able to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you at the stadium soon.
Hey, Sarah. I just wanted to reach out and say happy birthday, and thank you for continuing to shine your light all across the nation, and thanks for loving our game the way that you do. So, happy birthday. I hope you have a great one, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Happy birthday. Baseball is the best.
Happy birthday, Sarah. Baseball is the best.
Jackson
happy
Trio.
Birthday, Sarah.
No, even the baseball gods know that birthdays are important, and that's why last year they arranged the schedule so that I would be in New York to not only see you on your birthday, but to spend it the only way either of us would have wanted to, watching baseball together. Happy birthday, Slangs.
We love you. We all think baseball is the best. We also think
you're the
best. We love you. Hope it's an amazing birthday. All right?
Love you, Sarah.
Love
and
you.
Then they clear out of the way. And
happy birthday, Sarah. We do love you.
That's awesome, dude. Birthdays are important. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Now, that was the cool video I was looking for.
Now, see, that would have been...
Should have just sent that the first time.
Yeah, if you had just sent that the first time.
Why do I always get the bad ones?
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible.
I've got to imagine that the
ratio... Ball don't lie.
It's got to be ratio like three bad ones to one good one. I can't imagine it's 50-50 in there.
I don't know.
There's no way I could always have the wrong coin flip. I think I've had like 10 beans and 9 of them have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you only had one good one.
One good one the entire time.
Sorry about that, but it had to be done. Did you learn your lesson?
Mm-hmm. I'm just never speaking again.
Well,
or doing anything to help the show again.
That's
my lesson that I've learned. Even try, because you're just going to end up eating a bean when you do it.
It's like, you know, you fall off a boat. You don't reach up and grab Paulie's life vest to pull him in
with you.
He might.
As
Paulie and I were sitting
today
on the door in that ocean, I'm pushing him off the side, down the depths with the Titanic.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Like, being in a war with Ben would be very tough. He would pretend to get up out of the trenches and then duck back down as you wear...
Total,
you
know, eyewash in war.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's kick some ass today. I'll be back here. I got a little cramp in my calf. Yeah. That's tough, man.
I'm scouting for you. Scouting.
Tough scene.
That is very tough. I'm sorry. That's good. That bandage is going to be with you for a while.
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough.
It doesn't go away. It's bad. Let's check traffic, and then we'll come back here with 90 something on 97.3 The Fan. Yep. I'm toast. You toasted something. Me.
Yep.
Had Adam Jones on the program yesterday. He said he was going to be at the Orioles-Yankees series finale. I assume he had a pretty good time as the Orioles won 7-2. They took 3 out of 4 and took over first place in the AL East. A good early season series and matchup between two teams that look like they're going to be battling it out over the course of the season for that division title.
He also got his beer. They made him a beer.
They made him a beer?
Yeah, he had his own beer.
He likes beer.
He likes beer a lot. And he to sample, finally, the beer that they made for him yesterday. I'm going to pull it up and get the name. I don't want to get the name wrong. I'm really committed to accuracy here on the
Everyone will be at this point, knowing the punishment for a lack of accuracy.
It is the Ballpark IPA by Monument Brewing. And, it's the Simply AJ Ballpark IPA. He's on the can. Looks really cool. It's cool to get your own beer. We had our own beer. It's really awesome. Thank you to Burgeon for that really special moment. The Tier 1 Pale Ale is delicious.
It's got to be coming out again soon sometime. Wasn't it summer usually? Summertime?
I don't know.
I hope there's another one.
I hope there's another one, too.
It's been like 3 years. Are they going to redo that?
I hope so. That was great. Really good. Everyone enjoyed that beer tremendously.
The can was the greatest. It was phenomenal.
At the risk of a little bit of Giants loving, it was a nice moment when Mike Yastrzemski homered at Fenway Park. His grandpa came by before the game to talk to him, Carl, who, of course, is a legend in Boston. And Mike actually hit a home run and helped the Giants to a 3-1 win over the Red Sox yesterday. Mets beat the Cubs in 11 innings, 7-6, and a walk-off double by Francisco Lindor to split the four-game series. So the Cubs now, this is an interesting series this weekend. They will be taking on the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ooh, yeah.
Both teams near the top of the NL Central standings, but of course, the real intrigue, it's Craig Counsell's first games against his old team after
up and leaving.
I believe it's in Chicago after up and leaving the Brewers. And of course, Pat Murphy inherited that job. Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach for Craig Counsell and was his old college coach at Notre Dame. And I was reading a little bit more yesterday. Apparently, Pat Murphy was really hard on Craig Counsell at Notre Dame.
I've heard Pat Murphy was really hard on everyone at Notre Dame. My brother went to his camp and, like, he's pretty gnarly.
Of course, was the interim Padres manager for a short time as well. But this will be their first go-around here. The Brewers have surprised people by how well they've kind of played early in the season. And the Cubs seem to be getting what they wanted to get out of Craig Counsell. They were looking for a difference maker as a manager. And they've gotten off to a really good start, apart from yesterday's loss to the Mets. So that's one of the interesting series that will be a focus of Major League Baseball this weekend.
The best home record in baseball for the Chicago Cubs, 10-3.
By the way, that's where the Padres are headed after Arizona on this series.
Indeed. Indeed they are. I mean, the weren't we mocking the Central? And the Central looks really, really
good.
Both Centrals look
really,
really
solid so far.
Yeah, we mocked them mercilessly. And turns out the West in both are, you know, the middling divisions right now.
So of the 10 teams in the two Central divisions, 7 of them have winning records.
Yep.
4 in the AL Central, the only division in baseball with 4 winning teams. Now, they do all have the advantage of taking on the Chicago White Sox, who have the worst record in all of baseball. The Twins, who got off to a terrible start, have won 10 in a row. And they're 17-13 and in fourth place. Yeah, I'm still feeling the beans. It's weird, though, because when you win 10 in a row and 7 of them are against the White Sox and the other 3 are against the reeling Angels, it's almost like, yes, 10 in a row is great, but anything less than 8 or 9 is like, that would be really disappointing. You're losing ground. You could win 8 of 10 and you're losing ground in those games. You have to win those games. That's why the Padres 4-game series against the Rockies was so disappointing.
So disappointing.
They're the worst team in the National League now. They're 7-24. They just got swept by the Marlins The Padres missed a golden opportunity, and mostly just because of that one game. Three out of four would have been okay, but
yep.
Splitting four against the Rockies, that's a real failure right there for the Padres. So, you know, at least the Twins have taken advantage of playing the bottom-feeding teams in the American League over the last week, two last-place teams. They won all 10, which is great. They got back into it a race after a really cold start. They're now just 2.5 games out of first.
I feel so bad for Wash, man. I just, you know, I watch a lot of his post-game pressers, and I see, like, the way he handles himself and the way he handles his team, and I feel terrible for him. Like, I just think he's a good manager. He gets his chance again, and, you know, they obviously get rid of Shohei Ohtani. He leaves in free agency to the Dodgers. Mike Trout just got hurt. He's got some young players. He's got some exciting players, but just not enough. And I just, for that guy, you know, he's a guy that I would like to see win a chip, and I just don't think it's going to be in Anaheim.
Ben. Yeah, and with the Astros winning yesterday 8-2 over the Guardians, they've actually fallen now into a tie
for
last place in the American League West. The Guardians, the only thing interesting about that one was that broke a streak of four straight extra inning games. No team had played five in a row extra innings for like a century. So they were trying to tie that record, but they did not go to extra innings yesterday. And then the last game was the Marlins sweep of the Rockies, 5-4, another extra inning game there. So there's your update on a light schedule of Thursday baseball yesterday.
But some really good matchups this weekend. Really, really good matchups in baseball. And I think you got the Braves Dodgers. Yeah. That's going to be pretty fantastic. You got Phillies Giants is going on this weekend. You got Brewers and Cubs, as you just mentioned. That's going to be fantastic as well. What else is good? A couple more. Yeah, I mean, those are the big ones. Dodgers, Braves are going to be
Baltimore at Cincinnati. Even not so bad, but yeah, Braves Dodgers starts tonight with Bryce Elder against Tyler Glasnow. Those are two teams. Padres after the road trip, they got the Dodgers and the Braves coming up fairly soon here in May as well. There's a lot of tough games on schedule for the Padres here coming up.
Nothing changes, man.
Nope, it's going to be rough. All right, we'll come back. We'll kick off hour number three chatting with Jake from Cespedes Family Barbecue on a Friday morning. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fam.